The Five Elements of Effective Thinking. Authors, Edward B. Berger and Michael Starbird. Thinking makes the difference. The root of success in everything is thinking. Whether it's disguised as intuition, good values, decision-making, problem-solving, or creativity. Therefore, thinking more effectively is the key to success. Doing anything better requires effective thinking. That is, coming up with more imaginative ideas, facing complicated problems, finding new ways to solve them, becoming aware of hidden possibilities, and then taking action. The basic elements of thinking more effectively are the same in everything in life, and can be described, taught, and learned. Elements of effective thinking, learning, and creating. You can personally choose to become more successful in your life by adopting 5 learnable habits to think deeply, differently, and effectively. These strategies have been associated with the classical elements that were once believed to be the essential part of all nature and matter: earth, fire, air, water, and the quintessential element. 1. Earth, the first element of effective thinking, shows you how to create a strong ground to understanding a certain issue or topic. Understanding requires mastering the fundamentals, identifying the essential themes, and attaching each idea to its core structure. The earth element is about clearing away the distractions, seeing what's actually there, and making the invisible visible to understand more deeply. Understand simple things deeply. People become effective thinkers only when they continually develop their thoughts. Deep work on simple, basic things will lead to a better understanding for what's more complicated. When faced with a difficult issue or challenge, focus entirely on solving an easy subproblem. The thorough work that you invest on it will later be the guide that allows you to navigate through the complexities of the larger issue. Occasionally, you have to review your knowledge, what you're up to, and how your thoughts are changing from time to time. When you look back, the basics seem far simpler, but they also seem subtler, deeper, more nuanced, and more meaningful. Clear the clutter. Seek the essential. When faced with an issue that is complicated and multifaceted, attempt to isolate the essential ingredients. Clearly identifying and isolating the essential principles can guide you through the morass. After you clear the clutter, what remains will clarify understanding and open the door to creating new ideas. First, identify and ignore distracting features to isolate the essential core, and then analyze that central issue and apply those insights to the larger whole. See what's there. Whenever you see an issue or understand a concept, be conscious of the lens through which you're viewing the subject. You should assume you're introducing bias. The challenge remains to identify and let go of that bias or the assumptions you bring, and actively work to see and understand the subject anew. Whether it be physical characteristic of what you see, emotional aspects of what you feel, or conceptual underpinnings of what you understand, acknowledging and letting go of the bias and prejudice can lead you to see what's truly there, to discover what's missing. Admitting what you can't understand forces you to identify and fill the gaps in your understanding. 2. Fire. The second element of effective thinking is about failing to succeed or intentionally getting it wrong to inevitably get it even more right. Successful people are the ones who accept failure through their life journey. Mistakes are great teachers. They highlight unforeseen opportunities and holes in your understanding. They also show you which way you turn next. And they ignite your imagination. With that mindset, you will find yourself liberated to move forward sooner. Any creative accomplishment evolves out of lessons learned from a long succession of missteps. Failure is a critical element of effective learning, teaching, and creative problem solving. Effective failure is an important, positive step towards success. A person who is willing to fail is someone who is willing to step outside the box. Welcome accidental missteps. Let your errors be your guide. By highlighting the mistakes you make, you will likely to be trying to find reasons for them. You don't know the real solution, but you'll get used to the activity of examining your mistakes and correcting them. Using such methods may get you to a solution beyond your expectations and abilities. When examining your work, your responses will lead to new good ideas that you could not have created before you made your requisite mistakes. So start early and give yourself time for the required iterations to reach a polished work of which you will be proud of. Finding the right question to the wrong answer. Sometimes when your attempt fails to resolve one issue, you might discover that you have actually found an imaginative answer to a totally different question. That is, your bad solution to one problem might lead to a different project altogether. A project suggested by the accidental virtues of your mostly bad attempt. Seeing a mistake as possibly a correct answer to a different question puts our thinking on its head. Failing by intent. One profound way to make new discoveries is to intentionally fail along the way. Exploring exaggerated extremes and impractical scenarios is one of the ways that frees us from having an unforeseen sight. This strategy is applicable to any issue, including business, politics, writing for academic purposes, marketing, product development, and many others. It can be performed physically or metaphorically, depending on the issue. 3. Air. The third element of effective thinking is air, and it's about constantly creating questions to clarify and extend your understanding. Ideas are in the air. The right question will bring them out and help you see connections that otherwise would have been invisible. The very act of creating questions is a profound step toward understanding. Even if the questions are neither asked nor answered, it directs your next steps towards understanding and creative problem solving. How answers can lead to questions. Every scenario and circumstance can provoke an endless list of valuable questions. Asking questions should not be reserved for moments when you don't know an answer, forcing you to challenge the status quo and explore the limits of your understanding. When you don't know something, admit it as quickly as possible and immediately take action. Ask a question. Creating questions enlivens your curiosity. One effective way to understand everything you can from what you hear or see is forcing yourself to ask questions. People who do so on a regular basis outperform those who don't engage with their ideas. Getting in the habit of asking questions will transform you into an active listener as well. What's the real question? Try to always stop for a moment and ask, "What's the real question here?" before immediately working on an answer. Often, the question that seems obvious may not be the question that leads to the effective solution. An effective question highlights hidden assumptions and directs you towards progress. 4. Water. The fourth element of effective thinking is related to water, and it's about taking the time to see where ideas come from and trying to look ahead to discover where they may lead. To understand current ideas through flow, first find easier elements that lead to what you want to understand, and then build bridges from those easier elements to the ideas you wish to master. To generate new ideas through flow, first modify an existing idea within its own context, and then apply the same idea in a different setting. Understanding current ideas through the flow of ideas. To truly understand a concept, discover how it naturally evolves from simpler thoughts. Recognizing that the present reality is a moment in a continuing evolution makes your understanding fit into a more coherent structure. Every subject is an ongoing journey of discovery and development. It has its own concepts and theories. Make sure to comprehend the connection between each idea and the other, and the topic becomes much more interesting, more memorable, and more meaningful. Creating new ideas from old ones. A new concept or skill may be the starting point to your entire journey. Effective students and creative innovators regularly strive to uncover the unintended consequences of a lesson learned, or a new idea. Try to pick an idea in any area that's not yours and challenge yourself to find more about it. Follow the results you reached and consider what's next. 5. The quintessential element. The quintessential element is the fifth element on your way to effective thinking, and it is the simplest and most difficult, the most important, and the most dispensable. Each of the first four elements have a common goal of changing you into someone who thinks and learns better. The quintessential element recommends that you adapt the habit of constructive change. Being imaginative is not an inborn quality. It's a learnable skill. Coming up with new ideas requires the habit of employing thinking techniques that generate new ideas, changing the person you are by using different strategies of transformative thinking. You can do it. Seeking a way of effective thinking isn't easy, yet it's not impossible. You can adopt these elements and make those habits part of who you are. As a result, you will develop mental strength and capacity, and you will become a more effective and creative thinker. Bracing the elements of effective thinking will inevitably lead you to your quintessential self. You can choose to be a person who sees boundless opportunities, enjoys lifelong process of personal growth and discovery, and who meets challenges and obstacles with innovation and imagination.